Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome. It is the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Wednesday. I am, of course, Dan Bach, DD730, and the show brought to you by our friends at Fantasy Draft, as always. And again, Fantasy Draft getting you set for this NFL season, and they got a cool little promo for you. You know, you might have put off and haven't listened to me to this point yet in getting an account set up over there at Fantasy Draft. Well, what you need to do, new users who register, you can play in one rake-free head-to-head contest in week one, and then you're going to earn a free ticket into a week two GPP. If it's greater than $20, then you'll get a $25 ticket to the running gun. If it's less than that, it'll be a $5 wishbone ticket. So basically, you're kind of getting a free entry over there, and you're playing rake-free head-to-head games, which is tremendous. And again, this is for new RotoGrinders users only. So make sure you use our promo code Grinders, or even better, going through our RotoGrinders link, and you'll be eligible for this. And of course, I'm excited about their Carolina Millions firing nightly at some of the baseball satellites. Yesterday didn't quite go as well as the day before, but we'll try again here on this Wednesday. And we thank Fantasy Draft for being a part of the Roto Grinders community and offering you some great promotional options. Yesterday on the podcast, it was a little bit interesting because you miss one note and then it comes back to haunt you. And that, of course, was the Danny Salazar. I didn't even realize that that he had a rehab stint, and sure enough, had like a 40-pitch cap. So I kind of talked him up yesterday in the podcast, and then I saw the note literally like an hour after I did it. And it's the one thing about doing podcasts that sucks is you can't really go back and edit things. You can't really go back in time, and people have already listened to you. They've already heard your opinion. So I did put out a tweet. I did add something to the comment section on the podcast page, but that's still not good enough. I need to be better than that, and I wasn't yesterday, and so we're going to do better today. It's impossible to, I think, be on it every single day, but I did pivot off of that one. Pivoted over to Michael Wacha, who sucked anyway, so it's not like it mattered all that much, but, you know, can't be on it day in and day out. So, you know, you're going to make mistakes. So learn from them, do better the next time. And I think today we're going to be on a little sharper path as we look at the Wednesday night in Daily Fantasy Baseball. Tomorrow I'll probably get into a little bit of NFL talk on the show. It's a crazy content day for me. I have a podcast, I have a radio show, and then I have the Football Guy show. So I am going to be running my yap here all day long. So let's get to it. Let's get you some baseball thoughts here, and we'll quickly look at our starting pitching here today. Again, we're going to look at the evening slate starting at 7. Going to have some weather issues, and yeah, I got bit by it. I thought Atlanta was going to dry out enough for them to go and start late. It didn't happen, so fortunately, Matt Kemp didn't score me any fantasy points last night. But looks like we've got definite rain out there on the East Coast. Baltimore, we're sitting at 72% at 7, 72 at 8, 73 at 9. In New York, we've got 60 and 70% once the games get started. In Boston, it's at 50 to 70%. So definitely be following Kevin Roth. He is available as well in our premium chat, which I highly recommend you partake in if you're a premium user. But definitely check his forecasts throughout the day and see if there's going to be issues around those games, because it looks like there might be early on this morning. All right, let's get to the pitchers. And I think today we're going to see heavy, heavy chalk, because there's just not a lot of superstar pitchers on the mound today. And the one guy that stands out is going to be Carlos Carrasco, who's a minus 272 favorite against the White Sox. So obviously put up a number yesterday, but Carrasco, three of his last four starts have gone for 32, 27, and 39. So pretty good starts for him, you know, in the last couple starts. First time he faced the White Sox, gave you a 25 burger. Next time around, gave you 14. But I'm just fine with Carrasco. The Indians right now are totally locked in right now. I think they've won like 13 straight or something. So, you know, they got off to that slow start. They're like, oh, are they going to, you know, not make the playoffs after getting to the World Series? And yeah, it's baseball. Like the best usually, the cream rises to the top, to say the very least. And it's happened with the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. And this team is really, really strong right now. Ronaldo Lopez, he's not the worst pitcher you're going to find, but, you know, he's got some strikeout upside, 7-6-6 in 6-4-6 innings, but you really can't go there against this red-hot offense. The implied run total, not quite as high as I think we saw yesterday versus gas can David Holmberg, but Carrasco, for me, all the best. He's popping on every model that I'm looking at. If you're playing on a single-pitcher site like FanDuel, it's hard to get away from that, especially when you can play him and still get in Coors Field, because some of the value on FanDuel in particular, you know, you've got Reynolds at 34, you've got Parra at 35, you got Cargo at 32. Yeah, like if you're going to have all these Coors guys sitting there in the mid 3Ks, then you can get a top flight pitcher. So I think that's going to be the strategy in a lot of people's lineups over on FanDuel, because Coors is just looking like a really good spot once again here tonight. So, you know, I think the build's pretty straightforward over there on FanDuel. DraftKings, again, we've got two pitchers to select, and, you know, that's going to kind of determine where we go. But the problem is there's not, like, a top standout number two here. Like, you know, everybody else is clearly a step below. I don't think there's any – I mean, Gerrit Cole and Jose Quintana, I guess – are the next closest at 10-8 and 9-5. And Carrasco, of course, big 12-6 number. And, you know, I'd be a little bit more hesitant to spend 12-6 on Carrasco if there were other top 11, 12K guys out there, but I'm really not seeing it. I'm not paying 11-1 for Gio Gonzalez. Gerrit Cole versus the Cubs doesn't feel like an ideal spot. Jose Quintana, he's okay, but seemingly every time I seem to play him, he sucks for me. If I was choosing between those two, I'd give the edge to Quintana. 25 DraftKings points or more in two of his last three. Good ballpark to pitch in. And, you know, you got guys like Chris Stewart, Jordy Mercer, Sean Rodriguez, the pitcher spot. Like, there's definitely opportunity for strikeouts there for Quintana. Cole, just a tougher lineup from top to bottom for this Cubs side of things. So I'd pay up a little bit more if you're, you know, hellbent on doing that. But I think going cheap in the second starting spot is going to be the play for today. And I think a big question for a lot of us here is, how good is Dylan Peters? You know, his last start, which I was pissed that he wasn't available in the player pool, because I talked a little bit about him that morning, but had 8 strikeouts in 7 innings, gave you 28 DraftKings points, and didn't even pick up the W that day. No earned runs allowed. And I was, you know, looked at his minor league numbers. He's only allowed one home run this entire season in the minor leagues. And, you know, pretty good strikeout stuff. Probably not to the magnitude that we saw it in that initial start versus Philly. But I think he's going to garner pretty heavy ownership today against the Washington Nationals, who are kind of on cruise control. Like, they feel like, you know, they're going to make the playoffs just fine. The lineup, you know, obviously you've got guys like Turner, you've got Zimmerman, you've got Rendon, Howie Kendrick. You've got a lot of guys who can crush lefties, but does neutralize maybe a guy like Murphy just a little bit. But he's so cheap at 5-6, it's kind of worth the risk. If he's at 7-1, I'm probably not looking at him very much. But 5-6 gets you every single bat you could possibly want with the top pitcher on the slate. Not every bat, but pretty darn close to it. So I think that puts him squarely in play for me today, just at the salary. You look at Gio Gonzalez, you know, he's pitched well this season. and he's going against the rookie pitchers, and right now Washington's only minus 119, so not a lot of steam on the Washington side. We'll see if that changes throughout the day, but Peters is a guy who is absolutely popping for me. Lance McCullers, you know, earlier in the year we looked at McCullers, and he was pitching really, really well. He had that stretch of games there where, you know, he was incredible. 25, 21, 29, 22, 25, 19, 14, 27, 26. But then his last five starts, he's gone for 13, negative 0.8, 6, negative 3, and 0.85. So he has not been able to put it together here lately. And we got to wonder if this is a spot for it to potentially happen against the Seattle Mariners. You know, I don't love it here. I mean, he did face them not that long ago, gave up six hits in 4 2/3 innings, did strike out five, but he's just not pitching deep. Like, I don't know what the issue is there. The price is interesting to me at 8.3. But I think there's somebody else that I'd rather go to in that range. So I'm going to pass on him today. And I think it's going to be Danilson Lamet as my other option on the cheap at 8.5. This guy is proven to have legit strikeout stuff. 10-5-8-7-5-5-7-6-7-5-8. That's his recent log. So the strikeouts are almost certainly going to be there. You're going against this lineup here with St. Louis, which, especially if you have Matt Carpenter out, leaves a good bit to be desired there. I mean, certainly guys like Tommy Pham have played well. DeYoung's been a good improvement, but this isn't a great offense by any stretch. You've got an elite ballpark to pitch in. At 8.5, I think Lamet is probably my preferred choice. You know, for number two, he and, you know, Dylan Brooks are the or Dylan Peters are the guys that I'm looking at. And then Arizona and LA, you know, gosh, Walker versus Kenta Maeda. You know, Walker had an incredible game in Coors Field last time. I don't know how that happened. Maeda, he's been pretty steady. His last start, he got bombed against this Arizona team, but that was obviously in a great hitter's ballpark there. 7 earned runs in 3 innings, but that typically doesn't happen for him. He's pretty consistent on what you're going to get from him, and the strikeouts have actually been fairly high by his standards. 7-7-8-6-6. Those were the 5 starts before the blow up against Arizona. Typically, you know, when you play this same team in back-to-back starts, I give the advantage to the bats for, you know, obviously seeing you only, what, 6-7 days prior, whatever it is. But I feel like this is a little bit better spot here because these teams have been in pretty close spreads lately, and this one's sitting at minus 165. So I don't mind Kenta Maeda here as well. He'll be on my list. He'll be in the grouping of 3 SP2s for me between Carrasco, you know, Dylan Peters, Danilson Lamet, and Kenta Maeda. I think that's probably the way that I'm gonna play it today. Now, obviously, that offense for Arizona can be very, very potent. Got another win yesterday against the Dodgers, but I've got a feeling on this one. Again, lowest implied team total, I think, on the day outside of the White Sox, 3.7 is Arizona today. So I'm going to throw him out there as a possibility for our lineups over on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. All right, let's get to positional. And again, if you're playing on Fantasy Draft, you don't need a catcher. But if you're playing DraftKings and FanDuel, you do. And I you know, cracked open the Plate IQ today and really liked what I saw with Salvador Perez in this matchup versus Matt Boyd. You know, against lefties this season, the numbers are pretty good. 315 WOBA, 215 ISO. But I did look at the pitch metrics, and one thing that Boyd does throw is a higher percentage of changeups. And if you look at Salvador Perez's success this year, It was about 9% higher above the league average versus changeups. So those two kind of match up today. He's got a nice salary, $3,400 over there on DK. He's like $2,500 over on FanDuel. I think he's locking him in as my catcher over on that site. And I'm going to call a big game from Salvador Perez today. Feel pretty confident about that. You like the spot in the order. Obviously, you've got, you know, a guy like Buster Posey going against a lefty in Coors Field. You know, that's about as good of a spot as you can imagine. And the price on him is not out of control at all at 4.2. In fact, he'll probably be incredibly chalky today over on DraftKings because you should be able to save on pitching. Might be a little bit hard to get him in over on FanDuel if you're going to be stacking the rest of Coors Field. And that's where I think a guy like Perez really works over there when he's $900 cheaper. But yeah, I think Posey and Sal Perez, two of my kind of top choices here today at this position. You know, Coors Field, you got Jonathan Lucroy at a reasonable enough salary at $3,600. I think there's other bats that I'd prefer to have, I think, from the Colorado side. So I'm not going to say a hard pass for me on that one, but not the spot that I think we need to necessarily chase today because I like those other two options a tad bit better. Let's see. Travis d'Arnaud against Nicholas Pivetta at 2.7 over there on DraftKings. Pretty cheap over there on Fantasy Draft. Could be another play for you. And I think JT Realmuto. I know Gio's profile is one of the better pitchers here. But Realmuto, a nice salary for him on DK in particular at $3,300. And 383 weighted OBA, 230 the ISO for him this season versus lefty. So he's done very well in that split. So I like him, like the consistent spot he has in the batting order as well. All right, let's head on over to first base. And, you know, Johnny Cueto on the mound for San Francisco. And again, I just don't think this is the Johnny Cueto that we've remembered the last couple of years. So I'm fine loading up on him. Mark Reynolds is the price per dollar guy that kind of pops off the page for me to start out with at just 4.2 over there on DraftKings. Again, FanDuel in the mid threes. So he is a guy who you can certainly look at a good bit. The lefty bats on Texas are intriguing. You know, Teheran didn't end up pitching yesterday. They actually put somebody else in his place, but going to have, I believe, a doubleheader today. And he really struggles versus lefties. And you've got, you know, guys like Mazzara, Chu, Gallo, Odor. Like, that's an interesting stack for me. And obviously Joey Gallo at 4.3, a guy you can look at tonight. Ian Desmond, under 4K. Again, if he cracks the lineup against Cueto, just getting Coors bats in is always a smart idea. And today will be no different. Let's see. Ulysses Guriel, I like him today against Andrew Moore. Again, 307 average, 357 wOBA, 202 ISO against righties. And Houston should explode today. Andrew Moore, worst pitcher on the slate when you look at the Sierra. The game logs for him are just utterly pathetic to look at here. He gave up, let's see, four earned runs in 1.1 and two-thirds, four earned runs in six, five earned runs in six, five earned runs in three and six. Those are his last five starts. So this guy isn't very good. The Astros, obviously, they've calmed the heck down. They were crazy scoring runs there for a while, but the team's getting healthier. And I know yesterday, I don't think they scored a whole lot of runs, but today could be a little bit different story. So I don't mind Guriel today at 3.9, assuming he cracks the lineup. I think he probably will. Beltran's been a little bit banged up, so I like him today. Let's see. Yeah, that's probably where I'm looking tonight. Yeah, I mean, Rhys Hoskins against Matt Harvey. Harvey's just not the same pitcher. So, you know, he's 4-7, so that's a big price tag to pay. I think he might be the most, not the most, but one of the most expensive players on the slate. So you got him and Bellinger as well against Taijuan Walker. And Bellinger just, rock solid there versus that handedness. He and, you know, if you're not on Dylan Peters, then Zimmerman with a 430 wOBA and 314 ISO versus lefties this season has been one of the league's best versus that split. All right, moving on over to second base for us today. And, you know, Ozzie Albies. I'm not the best when it comes to the Spanish name. But Ozzie is a guy who's really hit the ball well since he's been called up here today. And it feels like a pricing error over on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft because he's 4,100 on Fantasy Draft, just 2,200 on DraftKings. Good chance this guy's going to hit, you know, in the top of that order. And against Cole Hamels, another guy who just seemingly has lost it. I was trying to maybe, you know, find a sneaky under the radar play. Was looking at him a little bit, and 4.624. That's the earned runs allowed for him in the last four starts. So, you know, the K numbers aren't there. He's just been around the league for a while, so that happens. And in a negative ballpark out there in Atlanta, no interest there, but Ozzie's going to be the chalk today because he's going to, because, you know, typically if there's like a guy in Coors or, you know, a spot in Coors that I'm willing to fade, it's usually like second base because DJ LeMahieu, he's a nice player, but just doesn't ever feel like he gives you the upside that you want when you roster a guy who's like 4.7 tonight. So, like, you can get Altuve for like 300 or 400 more than him. So, second base for me is usually the spot that I'm like, you know what, if there's a guy that I don't need to play today, it's probably him. And then when you have, you know, Ozzie sitting there at 2.2, it's like, man, just like free square there. Other options for us at this position too. I mean, I think he's far the best play. Zobrist is intriguing just because he bats at the top of the order. Again, tougher matchup today against Gerrit Cole than most people, but second base isn't really popping for me in terms of other guys to go to. Neto Duhr against Julio Teheran, still cheap, a little bit more expensive today than yesterday, but 3.5, he certainly can fit your build, and a guy that I'm looking to potentially build around. Robinson Cano, 4.8 against Lance McCullers. We've told you about the struggles of McCullers. It's just a really expensive price tag on him. And I told you I'd rather spend at other spots. I think we've got an easy pay down in cash games. Now, if you want to fade Ozzie in GPPs because you think you're going to have 25%+ ownership because everybody's going after Coors, I get the game theory angle on that. But in your cash games, I think it's a pretty simple play. Okay, moving on over to third base. And, you know, we've got Nolan Arenado today. Yeah, we like Nolan Arenado. He's did it again yesterday. I don't think he had a home run yesterday, but had a double. And again, Coors Field is really Coors Fielding right now, if it makes any sense. So you got to like him sitting there, expensive for sure, but doesn't disappoint too often at home. So I think he's a guy that's certainly going to pop off the page for most people today. You know, if you want to take the splits angle, Sean Rodriguez is a 2K crapper. And, you know, yesterday was a perfect example of where I, you know, obviously when I'm doing the show at 9 in the morning or whatever, we have no idea what the lineups are going to look like, especially this time of year where you got September call-ups and whatnot. And I was shocked to see that more people didn't roll that 2K guy from Pittsburgh who was batting 6th yesterday. He had pretty good power numbers. Don't be afraid to roll these minor league guys who are really underpriced this time of year into your lineups when they have that incredible floor. I mean, that allowed me to get Coors Field and survive some horrible pitching by Michael Wacha yesterday. Because if those guys do anything, you're excited. And if you get a situation like yesterday where they hit a home run, like that is a monstrous boost to get a home run from a guy with, you know, at 2K. Now, here's the difference. Sean Rodriguez has been in the league for a long time, and he's profiles pretty good versus left-handers, even this season, 238 ISO. But I usually prefer kind of those young guys who might have anywhere from like 15 to 20 home runs in the minor leagues this season, that, you know, they can get into one. And Hugh's one of those guys that cracked the lineup that helped me at least cash a little bit yesterday. But Rodriguez, again, he's a path for you to get big bats or big arms potentially if you want to go that route. Castellanos against Jason Hamill, kind of interesting. You know, yesterday I was not on Detroit one bit, and they put up a massive number of runs. But Castellanos is kind of morphing into that guy that you expected as a prospect. And, you know, he's got hits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of his last 8 games. Moderate salary today. The matchup versus Jason Hamill does not scare me off one bit. Another guy who hit a homer yesterday on the cheap is Candelario for the Tigers. Of course, he came over in that trade from the Chicago Cubs. And, he didn't hit a homer yesterday, but a double, 2 RBIs, 16 DraftKings points. So he's another one who's pretty cheap out there, who's somebody to consider. You know, I haven't talked much about Boston. I don't mind them today. Biagini, his last start, I think, was fake news. It happened, I know, but it just feels like fake news. I don't know if I want to go with Devers at 3.9. That price tag feels a little bit too much on him. But, I kind of bypassed a guy like Mitch Moreland a little bit earlier today, or Hanley Ramirez. And then we get to the outfield, guys like Benintendi and Mookie Betts certainly have some interest in. Mikel Franco against Matt Harvey, if he's in the lineup today, just 2.9 over on DraftKings. So really stellar salary on him today. I'll tell you who not to play is Pablo Sandoval. It doesn't matter that it's Coors Field. He has gone hitless in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 consecutive games without a hit. Therefore, the San Francisco Giants. So, Panda, I don't even think Coors Field can fix his ills. But there you go. I totally mushed him. So, he'll probably dong here tonight. Let's see. A few other names for us. Again, if you think the Dodgers are going to score, you know, Turner's been one of the best hitters in the game. But he's not cheap at 4-3. I'd rather just go up and get Arenado or Joey Gallo if I'm going to be kind of in that space. Sneaky spot for you here. David Freese always hits lefties well and is back on it again this season. 372 WOBA, 148 ISO isn't tremendous, but you like that 372 weighted OBA. He's only 3,200, probably going to bat in the 4 or 5 spot for Pittsburgh today. So if you're not on Quintana, there's a middle range guy that I could kind of get behind. And Mike Moustakas, I know it's lefty on lefty versus Matt Boyd. That's not what we love. But another guy who above average versus that changeup, and Matt Boyd, I think there's a chance he really gets lit up today. So I don't mind Moustakas as a guy who I think you're going to get really low owned today, because people aren't going to want to pay $4,300 for him when they've got a number of other big-time bats that they can get in there. So lefty on lefty play today. Kansas City, don't mind them a little bit tonight. Okay, back to shortstop, and I'm going to, you know, we saw Trevor Story yesterday get it done, and I told you, really good versus lefties, just awful versus righties, a 260 weighted OBA, 135 ISO, so I don't know if I'm going to play him today at 3.7. I know it's a low price tag for a guy in Coors who does have power, but he's just so bad versus righties, so I don't see that being a top target for me tonight. Correa against Andrew Moore, really like him. You know, I think he's going to kind of get back into the swing of things here soon enough. The salary's really expensive, though. So, again, Houston stack, I've got no problem. I don't see him being a great answer as a one-off for us. And there's not a lot of, you know, tremendous value that's standing out today. I think Freddie Galvis is probably going to garner some ownership today at 2.6. He gets that date against Matt Harvey. So that's really cheap against a pitcher. Just hasn't shown much. Let's see. Turner and Lindor, they're fine, but they're really expensive today. Both in the 4K range. Asdrubal Cabrera against Pavetta, maybe. This is a tough position. You might even go to somebody like Yan Gervis Solarte. I mean, Solarte gets the youngster in Jack Flaherty today, who had some strikeouts but did give up a bunch of runs. And you get a 3.6K cleanup hitter. Not the best ballpark, but 346 versus righties, 194 ISO. You could do a little bit worse than him today. And even Wilmer Defoe, another guy, sample size kind of small, but a 439 weighted OBA against lefties and gets the youngster in Dylan Peters today. So if Defoe is betting in that two spot, he's 3.7. So it's not a gimme price tag by any measure, but he's not unplayable there. All right, moving on to the outfield again. We've got Charlie Blackmon versus a righty, great ballpark. We've got Gerardo Parra, great ballpark. We got Carlos Gonzalez, all three of those Rockies outfielders. Cargo, even yesterday, I think, had a pinch hit double. So he's 3,700. So, yeah, load. He'll be really popular today. Pretty much Coors, that entire outfield, is going to be really popular today. I mentioned Benintendi. He's not cheap, but I like him today at 4,800. Just so much better versus righties. He's played really well this second half of the season at times. So he's a guy I got my eye on. And Nick Williams looks really affordable out there at 2,100. And like that's probably going to be your price per point, you know, kind of gimme today, assuming he bats fifth. That's really nice. I mean, he had, two hits, three RBI in yesterday's game. He's been double digits four consecutive games, and he's only 2,100. I mean, did they think Thor was pitching today or something? Like, I don't get that salary at all. So Nick Williams is going to be kind of a gimme cheap option for you in the outfield. Let's see. Anyone else stand out for us today? Again, Rodriguez is still 2K. Lorenzo Cain, again, I like Kansas City today. Really solid versus lefties. 192 ISO, pretty strong there, so I don't mind him. McCutchen been elite versus lefties. 3.7 is his salary, but too bad he's really fallen into just a major, major funk at the plate. Finally got two hits yesterday. Actually, back-to-back games with two hits, so maybe he's starting to break out of it, and you know, against the lefty, even more reason to give that a hard look tonight. Let's see. Obviously, Giancarlo Stanton against a lefty, Gio Gonzalez, 485 weighted OBA, 437 in the isolated power against lefties, and just trying to get 60 home runs today. So if they pitch to him, pretty good chance it might leave the yard. 5.5 the number on him, so big, big salary there. Let's see. That's probably the top spots. Again, Reese Hoskins, we've got outfield eligibility on him as well today. And if you want a piece of San Francisco, Hunter Pence against Kyle Freeland. 4-1's a big number to be paying on him. Hasn't hit the ball particularly great here lately, but again, could give you another piece of a game that should yield 12 to 14 runs tonight. All right, that is my look today. Let's give you the quick stacks that I'm looking at. Obviously, Colorado's the easy one, but I think Kansas City today kind of sneaky in their matchup against Matt Boyd, who I'm just not very fond of. So I like him and like that team as a definite stack. I think the Astros against Andrew Moore, maybe a get-right spot for them. I didn't talk about Brian McCann, but I don't hate him in this matchup. Not the best ballpark, don't get me wrong, but I think Houston will get rolling and not a better spot, I think, than against a gas can like they have in Moore. Indians should be fine, but I don't think Lopez is quite as much of a gas can as we've seen, and they'll probably be chalky, so I'll probably pass on that one. I would say the Braves, the other side. Kemp is really cheap, another outfield option for you. Great against lefties in his career, and he is just 3.3K. So there you go. So Kansas City, Houston, going to throw Atlanta in there, and then obviously the chalk out there with the Colorado Rockies. And don't hate Boston. Don't hate Boston. Not the top of the list, but I never really love stacking that team because I don't think they're overly stackable because you don't get a lot of home runs, but Biagini's going to get knocked around a little bit today. All right, that's it. I'm done for today. Thanks for listening. Back again. Should be tomorrow, assuming We can get some NFL talk. That's kind of the plan, I think, for Thursday's podcast, because we've got day baseball. That's not my cup of tea. But appreciate you guys giving us a listen, download. We'll be back again the same time, same place on SiriusXM. That's 1 to 2, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, 9 to 10 on Saturday and Sunday. So that's exciting stuff. And our first Grinders live shows of the season begin tonight. 9 to 10, you get the Football Guys show. 10 to 11, you get the Roto World Pick 6 with Rich Rebar and Eric Crane and Evan Silva. So those two shows will get you going. Make sure you subscribe to all of our podcast feeds. We got the Morning Grind. And by the way, that's now available to you Android users, because I got people, you know, mad at me. They're like, why'd you split up the feeds? It's not available on Android. Well, give it a minute. It's available. So it's there. Google Play, Stitcher, find it. And as always, just get the RotoGrinders app. All the podcasts are right there available to you on the RG app. So very, very simple. And then our daily fantasy football podcast. Yesterday, we had the JM to Win, absolutely epic podcast. And then today, the DFS OGs, you get Notorious, you get Head Chopper, and you get Beer Makers Fan together talking week one NFL. So, hey, the content's rolling on in, and I believe today, don't quote me on it, because I'm not in charge of this stuff, I believe today will be the launch of Lineup HQ. So be on the lookout for that. A new way for you to build lineups on Roto Grinders, and pretty innovative stuff. I think you'll enjoy it. That should be dropping later today. But I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. We'll be back again tomorrow, tonight, this afternoon, all over the place. Dan Bach wishing you good luck here on Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.